It is 14 past 12, live today from Hy-Vee, and part of our promotion, The Heat is On for Hunger, where we help out the local food pantries, which includes the First Baptist Church, St. Mary's Catholic Church. We'll hear from representatives as we get into the afternoon. We'll be with you until 3 o'clock here on your Friday. And the option, you know, when we take a look at a lot of things that are going on in needs of families out there, Fulton County food pantries, emergency household needs are met by a variety of our communities. Canton, at various sites there, First Baptist Church, St. Mary's, Salvation Army, Cuba Community Center, Fairview Fire Department, Farmington's Hope Fellowship Church, Lewistown has the Methodist Church, Vermont has Vermont Christian Church, and Love Incorporated all have the main kind of goal. What we're doing today is to help fill the food pantry shelves and provide some of the non-perishable food items, again, to go to the community out there. And a lot of these we will see the drastic need this time of the year and year-round for, again, some of the needy families in our community. We're brought to you by the Hy-Vee Food Store, North Main and Canton, along with the Canton Day Ledger, also Superwash and Fifth Avenue Car Wash. We're on the air until about 3 o'clock today. I'm Leon Gruber on CD Country 107.9 FM. Normally, I'm in studio with you, a kind of our host of Legends Lunch, and we'll give them a little bit of a plug as well, the American Grill on South Fifth Avenue, during our noon hour Monday through Friday, right here on CD Country 107.9 FM. It's pretty simple. A couple of different ways you can do this, not only today but through the weekend, is to make a non-perishable food donation, whether it be a cash. We have our container here where you can drop in $1.50 or whatever you want to the cause. And also we have some pre-made bags that would go to, again, to the cause of the non-perishable food items. Those are $5, $10. Let the cashier know as you're coming through the line. Also, they're doing a roundup for the next dollar and for a donation as part of that for your groceries purchased here at Hy-Vee. They're doing that this weekend as well. So all for a great common cause here. We appreciate you helping out WBYSWCDD, Prairie Communications. We do this a couple of times a year in helping out in the support of our local food pantries. More coming up as we continue live here from Hy-Vee and on CD Country 107.9 FM. We're brought to you by Hy-Vee, Superwash, Fifth Avenue Car Wash, the Canton Day Ledger. Come on out and help out. The Heat is On for Hunger. We're right at the cashier and the customer service area here at Hy-Vee. Everybody's working busily here on a Friday. And to help out the cause, they have, again, just next to us are the $5, $10 bags for pre-made that you can put in our basket as well. And as you come into the front of the store as well, you'll see our general manager, Don Tharp, out there manning the tent outside. And again, he'll be taking donations, contributions there as well. We're live on a Friday afternoon, kicking off the noon hour with the Legends Lunch music brought to you by the American Grill. And of course, today our Heat is On for Hunger promotion. And we get, again, a lot of the non-perishable food items. Again, cash donations for groceries are encouraged here at Hy-Vee this weekend. More coming up as we continue on your new home in the country, CD Country 107.9 FM.
More stars, more tunes, a larger library of your...
CD Country 107.9 FM and doing our part here in Canton and the Fulton County area. And helping collect the non-perishable food items, the local food pantry, First Baptist Church, also St. Mary's Catholic Church. We'll have representatives in for those food pantries a little later this afternoon. I'm Leon Gruber. Welcome into a Friday afternoon, and we are here live from a Hy-Vee and our normal position here right by the cashier's area here, customer service, and helping out in a couple different ways you can do that. But before we get to that, we'll let you know our broadcast sponsors include Hy-Vee, Canton Day Ledger, Superwash, and Fifth Avenue Car Wash. And again, the respective food pantries will benefit from today's, again, collecting, not only through a couple of different ways here. They have pre-made bags, which are located right next to us. We have those, and you can purchase those at the cashier's line for $5 or $10, and also you can round up to the next dollar on your groceries. That will count as a donation as well. Go to local food pantries, and that will continue not only today but this weekend as well. So those are a couple of different easy ways to do that. And this is a serious matter when it comes to helping out a lot of the families here. I know in Canton alone, 250 a week. These are families that are in much need of food, non-perishable food items to get and supplement their family's needs during that time. Each of these, again, some of the other food pantries do this equal work. That's one of the key things we'll let you know. These are really the unsung heroes of volunteers who man the food pantries And again, they used to be referred to back in the day soup kitchens, and it's kind of transcended from that over the number of years. A lot of these have come out of the ministries at the area churches, and some of those, of course, including First Baptist St. Mary's here locally. Salvation Army also has their ministry, the same kind of deal that's set up here. A couple of those, remind you, one of those are set up Mondays, Canton First Baptist Church, 9 to 11. They serve all of Fulton County. St. Mary's Catholic Church, Friday, 8:30 to 10:30. They serve as well all of Fulton County. Salvation Army, they serve all of Fulton County. They provide fresh vegetables and fruits as well Thursday and Friday, 10 until 3 p.m. There are other centers set up. Again, each of these very similar in their setup. Volunteers, Cuba Community Center, Fairview Fire Department, they do excellent work. They do during the holidays. They collect and sell hams and provide different things, turkeys during Thanksgiving. A lot of these are the same kind of basis, helping out supplement the needs of area families during some trying times. Farmington's Hope Fellowship Church, Lewistown's Methodist Church, Vermont Christian Church as well. Thanks for joining us here on this Friday afternoon. We're helping you kind of get a little bit educated on the workings of what happens with the food pantries here locally. And believe me, those dollars are not wasted. They go to the food bank of Peoria. They purchase a number of canned good items, non-perishable food items, that are given each week to area families. One other quick note, good friend of mine, Sue Tisdale, and she is doing the Dooney's Defense Drug Addiction and Overdose Awareness. It'll be leading up to their August 27th walk at Wallace Park. They will be at Walmart tomorrow, 11 till 3, again, promoting their fundraising, and again, literature, a lot of different things that will help you out in regards to a lot of drug addiction and overdose awareness in our community. That's tomorrow at Walmart from 11 until 3 o'clock. Pre-made bags, again, for $5, $10. You can round up the next dollar as your grocery. And, again, as you purchase your groceries here at the Hy-Vee Food Store, North Main and Canada, all goes to the donations for the local food pantries. Our broadcast continues until 3 o'clock here this afternoon. We're brought to you by Super Wash, Fifth Avenue Car Wash, Daily Ledger, and, of course, right here, Hy-Vee and your Prairie Ready Communications. More coming up as we continue during your noon hour. Your Legends Lunch today here on CD Country 107.9 FM. We're 6 before 1 as we continue making our way through the afternoon. We'll get to it till 3 o'clock. We've been here since about 9 o'clock this morning and kicking off our Heat is On for Hunger. That's collecting non-perishable food items for the local food pantry, so it'll be cash donation. We have pre-made bags here at a Hy-Vee, $5 or $10. You can also round up your next dollar on your grocery bill, and that will count as a donation to the local food pantry. Your broadcast sponsors include Hy-Vee, the Canton Daily Ledger, Superwash, and Fifth Avenue Car Wash. We'll be on the air till 3 o'clock today. We'll be meeting and talking with some of the representatives of the local food pantries and those type of things that are going on in our community and helping promote all the volunteers and the year-round public donations that are made through various organizations, churches, and to help out throughout the year with the local food pantries and all the work they do behind the scenes. Also, a quick note, as we mentioned, we're trying to promote a lot of activities going on this weekend. Outdoors on Saturday, it is one big, huge event for Jimmy Rogers Celebration Life, the memorial kind of jam. 10 of the great bands from Central Oregon will be performing. A lot of these will be doing double, triple duty tomorrow at various fundraisers. So, again, if you chance to get the Bogart Jones Band, Brian Dennison Band, a lot of these, and Alter Ego, the band that Jimmy played in with Kenny Huggins and them. They will be putting on a summer event of the year tomorrow at the Brewing Q in Canton, outdoors at their beer garden. They just opened that up, so it'll be a lot of food, fun, live music. That'll be on Saturday, 2 until close. We'll be out there. I'm even checking doors and checking IDs and things tomorrow, so helping out with a little public address announcing tomorrow, introducing some of the bands and helping out with Kenny and Jeremy and the family there, again, in that the Memory Celebration Life Memorial for Jimmy Rogers tomorrow out at the Bruin Q in Canton. We are taking care of business here today, part of Prairie Ready Communications. We do this a couple of times during the year. That is educating and, again, helping out with local food pantries, collecting non-perishable food items, local food pantry, cash donations. These, again, are utilized to purchase through the food bank in Peoria. And, again, a lot of those things that when we talk about that are going on in our community weekly, the First Baptist Church, they have their Food Pantry open 9 to 11 on Monday. St. Mary's Friday, 8:30 to 10:30. Not only do they serve Canton, but all of Fulton County. And again, volunteers, the unsung heroes that help meet the demands of a lot of the area families in some very difficult times here in our country these days. And we do that here in the grassroots level. More coming up as we continue to make our way into the 1 o'clock hour. Stick around. I'll be with you till 3. Live from Hy-Vee, from the checkout area, the customer service area here on North Main in Canton. Part of the heat is on for hunger promotion on CD Country 107.9 FM. It's brought to you by Hy-Vee, Canton Day Ledger, Superwash, Fifth Avenue Car Wash, right here on your new home in the country.
It's time to get back to the country.
16 past 1, we get you into this afternoon of our CD Country 107.9 FM. Leon Guru with you. Brought to you by the Hy-Vee, Canton Day Ledger, Superwash, and Fifth Avenue Car Wash. We'll be on the air till 3 o'clock today. A lot of the activities are going on, and we do have John going to be sitting down. Have a seat there, John. Put the headset on. We'll get you on the air here. We have more coming up as we continue. Again, we're doing a lot of the helping out with the Heat is On for Hunger. It's our collecting of non-perishable food items, local food pantry, cash donation to groceries, and a lot of things. And a couple of different ways you can do that. You can round up your dollar amounts for your groceries. That at the checkout here, you can do that. That will go as part of a donation. Local food pantries, they also have just to the right of me pre-made bags, $5 and $10. We're off to a good start there as we get to the weekend. A lot of the things behind the scenes, John Dudek, St. Mary's Catholic Church, another of those that, again, are part of the food pantries. And, John, I take a look at a lot of the different work, and I have kind of the master copy of all the different food pantries and everything. And one of the key things, I think a couple of things we can talk about, first of all, here today is such a need that continues to grow. As many times we have spoke in regards to it, you guys see it on a weekly basis and how you do that. And it's numbers that are not going away, are they? And they're continuing to grow, unfortunately, right?
Yes, they have really expanded into, we're exceeding 26,000. We're feeding per year now. And when I started 4 or 5 years ago, we were at 10, 11, 12, thousand, and now we're up to, on a yearly count, we exceeded $26,000. Mm-hmm. Maybe 26,000 people.
Right. John, when you look at that, and there also underlies a problem of how do you continue to fund, right? I mean, and that's another issue for you, donations, different things, because things are not getting any simpler in purchasing with the food bank or Peoria and different things like that. That's being limited purchases there as well.
Yes, you're correct. We are struggling to figure out ways to fund it, to give a full bag, mm-hmm. to give them enough groceries at least to make it till Monday, till the Baptist food pantry opens up, and then they can shop once a week, I think, or once a month. I'm mm-hmm. not sure at Salvation Army also, but it's really extremely difficult to get the funding. Our church funds part of it. The mainstay is the donations we get, like a program like we're doing here today, right. And Midwest Food Bank in Peoria, and then the Peoria Area Food Bank, which is becoming more and more limited.
Yeah, it's one of those great histories that we talk about. Years ago, it used to be like soup kitchens. I mean, and that's really kind of an extended through a lot of different church ministries, right? I mean, that's
right.
A lot of these. That's how they function, and that's how they continue to function.
Correct. And we've got a great group of volunteers that come in, and I'm telling you what, they're there every week, rain or shine, snow or sleet.
Mm-hmm.
They're there, and we're trying to be creative and giving good, nutritious meals to the clients that come through. And what's really hard to take sometimes is all the children that come through those lines that, especially now, you see a lot of them. With school being out, it's not uncommon to have grandparents raising children, their grandchildren, and having 3, 4, 5 children that they're raising children.
Right. The good thing about it is, some of these needs growth of programs like USDA, and they do a couple of different things with the YWCA as lunch programs. So you're seeing at least a reach out for that problem as well for kids that are 18 and under during the school year. They have an opportunity. Park District is doing one now, Wallace Park, Lewistown, Canton. those type of things. But they're trying to meet those needs, aren't they?
Correct. They are trying to meet them. They're doing the best they can with what they've got to work with. We get items from the USDA once a month targeting children under 18 years old that are still living at home, box lunch type things, and peanut butter, jelly, cereal, things like that. But when you're feeding over 26,000 a year, I mean, that doesn't last very long.
You know, John Dudek is with us from the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Canton. What are the primary type of things now that you, as you know, an organizer, look to kind of pick up in items? What are the basic needs now? Are they some household needs? I mean, different things, toiletries, you know, different things. Well, what are kind of the basics type of things? We're gathering bags here today, but let's say somebody wanted to make a donation, or they can through time to time. What's the necessity type of thing?
We primarily distribute food, okay? And so we're looking at peanut butter, cereals, pasta products, canned tomatoes, potatoes, rice, basic things that are dual meal capable of being able to do several things with them. We look at juices for the children. Sometimes people come in and donate milk, things like that. Prairie Farms from Peoria about twice a year will donate milk. We'd like to take more, but we're limited with our storage, so we do the best we can. But those are the primary things, good protein items for the people.
Absolutely. Fridays, right, 8:30 to 10:30?
Yeah, Fridays, 8:30 to 10:30. We never close. If it falls on a holiday, we're open the day before.
John, always appreciate it. Thanks for always telling us and educating me. I have over the years, and that helps me get the message out when I have a conversation with you and other folks who are, again, volunteers and people who are manning those, really, the unsung heroes, that's what I call you, because you try to keep up with the demand out there, and it's pretty tough at times.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, and we certainly appreciate Canton is a very giving community and the businesses around here, and we really appreciate it, and the volunteers that come in and help, and people that just walk in, and they'll give us a donation.
Absolutely, absolutely. John, always great to see you, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
John Dudek, again, from St. Mary's Catholic Church, and again, you'd like to purchase, they do have $5 or $10 bags. You can round up your next dollar on your groceries, as they count as a part of a nation to local food pantries. Brought to you by the Hy-Vee Food Store, Canton Day Ledger, Superwash, Fifth Avenue Car Wash. The heat is on for Hunger Alive from Hy-Vee. Come on out, make a contribution today. We'll be with you till 3 o'clock right here on CD Country 107.9 FM.
More stars, more tunes, a larger library of your favorite continuous country.
They came on the air at around 9 o'clock, and as part of the heat is on for Hunger, collecting non-perishable food items of local food pantries, specifically First Baptist Church, St. Mary's, and again, also promoting other, the volunteers and everybody else around the listing area that, again, meets the demands of the needs of families of the local food pantries. And we're brought to you by the Hy-Vee Food Store, Canton Day Ledger, Superwash, and Fifth Avenue Car Wash. Jeff Stanley from First Baptist Church. Always great to see you, buddy. How's things with you and everybody else with the church there, and things are going along pretty busy these days?
Good. It's busy. It's really busy. It's getting to be, I know John was just on here from St. Mary's, and I just left here. We had our yearly meeting. Jay Shepard was over there with us, and we were talking about local things, and we are both really tight on supplies. As well as the Peoria Food Bank. Peoria Food Bank is not a pantry. The Peoria Food Bank is where we get a lot of our supplies from. And when they get tight, we've got to look for other resources, because if we can't get it through them, we're going to have to find other resources to get it from. And our numbers are still running 230 to 250 families a week. And we deliver to 70. We have 70 home deliveries every Monday morning that we also do. And
you know, Chuck, when you look at it, because it is just not groceries thrown together. You're looking at it being very nutritious, and I know John talks about it as well, making it, you know, very nutritious for families and kids and those type of things as well.
Correct. And school's out right now, and there's I'm sure there's some what's the term, lock children that are left home.
Yeah.
You know, rolling noodles and stuff like that, something that they can that's easy for the children to make, and cups of macaroni and cheese and those things. That's and cereals. That's something that they can make when they're home alone. But it all depends on the donations that come from the Fulton County residents.
You know, one of the things that I know, I just mentioned it to John, because I see the YWCA, the YMCA Canton Park District, they offer for lunch for, again, various sites, Canton and Lewistown, 18 years and younger, trying to target those areas. But, you know, the families are stretched, and you see that. You can probably see a lot of the kids when they come in and the difficult times a lot of the families are going through. You hear a lot of those, grassroots type of stories in regards to people and a lot of the struggles that continue. And then we see all the turmoil that's going on in the country. Then that can't help for the attitude for a lot of these people who are facing some very tough times right now.
It doesn't help. One of the big things that I noted for at the pantry is I do have my stash. My stash is when a little guy or a little girl comes in the pantry and,
sure,
and the mother is watching them real close. And you see this in the grocery store, don't touch that, we're not going to get that. Well, that happens at the pantry line, too. You know, if I see that happen, old Jeff goes in the back, he gets a bag of cookies, and I say, here you go. You know, and that makes her day, and that makes you, it opens your eyes to the fact that they don't have that at home, you know.
And they see hope.
Right.
That's a key thing, isn't it? And
right.
when you're dealing with this, what are the typical things when you provide on your Mondays, when you serve, again, for your food pantry, what are the typical things that are included in a lot of things that you give to families? What sort of kind of the combinations do you provide?
Well, we always give a vegetable. USDA wants us to give out a vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
We give out vegetable. We give out pasta items, things that are easy to make. Depending on what the USDA gives us, we can give out chicken and things of that nature. We do give out a lot of cereal and things like that. Bread items, cookies, donuts.
Yeah, we're
doing... One of my volunteers
just
come by and he's standing here looking at us.
What's his name?
Larry Lindsay.
Larry. Glad to be one of the volunteers. We appreciate all the work that you do there.
Larry and his wife, Mary, are there every Monday morning. And
that's key,
isn't it? If it wasn't for them, not to interrupt you, Leon, if it wasn't for the volunteers, we wouldn't be anywhere.
When you look at it, too, because you mentioned with a lot of things, and we talked about this before, you know, how the First Baptist provides through fundings, donations, different things like that, and people can make a contribution anytime. Just because we promote it and we're looking to encourage people to be educated about the need of it, that doesn't stop that they can make donations any time of the year, right? And what's kind of the best avenues to do that?
They can make donations anytime they want to make a donation. If they don't have access to go to the church to drop it off, call the church and I'll come and get it. You know, it doesn't matter.
Right.
We've had some things that's happened in the past, and I guess the word you'd say would be morbid, is somebody's passed away and the children go in the house and they just don't know what to do with what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
We can pass it on.
Right.
We can pass it on in memory of a person and stuff like that. It's just, I don't know how to put it, but there's so much that is stored away in the United States. This was talked about at the meeting this morning. There's so much food that's stored away in the United States. It's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, and I think that when we talk about these, and these are the important things we still need to keep a dialogue going, you know, as well as say, the issue is not going away. We've seen that. We talk about it, you know, we wish we didn't have to be in this position to provide a food pantry. And I know many years ago you started out as soup kitchens, but the ministries do great work. And each of these different people who are involved have a great belief that they're reaching out and helping people. And I can imagine what the self-satisfaction you get by helping people during that week to see them, because you never know when that next meal may not happen for some of these folks here for quite a while.
Right. And we also encourage people is if they come through on a Monday and before they go to John on a Friday, if they get short, call the church. Call the church. Mm-hmm. We're always there. You know, it's just, we had a discussion the other day at the church with a few gentlemen. Well, there's jobs over in Peoria, and this is the way I described it. if you got a man and a wife and a child, and the gentleman gets a job in Peoria at $15 an hour, start doing the math. The rent in Canton is minimum $500. Then you get your light bill. That doesn't go far. We're there to help make ends meet a little bit.
Absolutely.
We both pantries are there for that, and that's our purpose. And I take pride in it. I take pride in trying to, and so does John take pride in trying to have the best nutritious food and as much as we can give them. But depending on what we get through donations and not just monetary, but food items. Here lately, this was mentioned this morning at the conference, is there's been a large request for paper products, toilet tissue and diapers. Diapers has been a big request, but we don't get diapers. There's no outlet for us to get diapers. And the need's there for everything, you know, and the people that look at it and say, well, there's jobs out there, sit back and think about what those jobs are paying nowadays. It's not the $25 and the $30 an hour jobs that were here in the past, and they're not going to, I don't see them coming back.
Yeah, Jeff Stanley's with us from First Baptist Church Food Pantry, and you talk about a conference you attended today. How often do you have these, and what kind of conversation goes on? What sort of topics? You talked about a couple of things here. What are some of the other things or some of the concerns right now?
We do the conference once a year. Mm-hmm. It's put on through the Peoria Food Bank, but it's state people, USDA, comes in and they talk to us, and it's about the requirements that we have to live by to run a pantry. There's a misconception that, well, I got to take my income and all. The only thing we require is you live in Fulton County. Mm-hmm. This is the county John and I is allowed to operate out of, is Fulton County. If you come to us and you're out of Fulton County, we will serve you, but then we will get you directions on where to go for your county.
Absolutely.
We're not going to turn anybody down. Driver's license, that's about it. And anybody can come. And don't be shy to come, because I tell you what, well, if you go through the door, you'd be surprised to see who is coming.
Right.
And it is the fact that we are there to help make ends meet. We're not there to...
Right. And that's one of the things I've always learned, that those people who have gone through these difficult times, they're the people continue to give when we are at things like this and promoting. They may not have everything, but they know what it has, you know, the ability to, what it means to other families to give. So they, you know.
And if you have a neighbor, a family member that is a shut in, there is a paper that's called a proxy paper, you can come and pick up for them and fill out the proxy paper. And that happens quite a bit, too.
Awesome.
And we've got one lady that comes in with four or five proxy papers, picks up for four or five different people. That's great.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Monday's 9 to 11, and it is serving Fulton County and those type of things at the First Baptist Church. And, again, the great ministry, everybody who's involved there, thanks for always, again, allowing us to help you and getting the word out there, collecting what we can. Sometimes it's short of what we'd like to have you know, a big truckload and those type of things, but sometimes I think just the fact that as we're talking today, and it may not be today, maybe a couple of days, may get a knock on the door there at the church or something like that, say, hey, you know, we heard this interview and we want to help out a little bit there. And then I see that happen a lot too as well.
Right. One other thing I wanted to say, it is garage sale season. This is the type of the time of the year when, if you have a garage sale and you have children's toys that are in good shape, that you don't sell and you want rid of, we'll come and pick them up, because we'll clean them up and we'll give them out for Christmas. So, Leon's getting some comments.
Right.
Gold stars on some fans here.
Jeff, you know what? And that's one of the key things of doing the job that I have over the number of years. It's making sure we get the public educated and understanding, because I think sometimes we live in a little bubble that these things and homeless and hunger and different things we hear doesn't happen in our backyard, but it is happening.
It is.
You know what I mean?
Definitely in our backyard. It's definitely in our backyard.
Absolutely. Jeff, always a pleasure, and
yes,
have a good summer there. You got it. More coming as we continue. Jeff Stanley, First Baptist Church Food Pantry. Heat is on for hunger. We'll be on the air till 3 o'clock today. Again, collecting non-perishable food items of cash. You can also purchase $5 or $10 pre-bags made up right here at Hy-Vee. We're brought to you by Hy-Vee, Cantondale Electric Superwash, Fifth Avenue Car Wash. More coming up as we continue until 3 o'clock. CD Country 107.9 FM.
Here we go. Back to the country.
Back.
Your new home in the country. CD Country.
And helping out with the promotion, the heat is on for hunger as we collect non-perishable food items, local food pantries, cash donations for groceries is also encouraged. And thank you for joining us. And again, participating, thanks for all the checkouts. Everybody who helps out prepares the pre-made bags. Those are for $5 and $10. Also, if you'd like to round up the next haul for your groceries, that also counts as a donation for the local food pantries. We're brought to you by Superwash and Fifth Avenue Car Wash, Canton Ledger, and Hy-Vee. As we mentioned, there are a various number of, again, local food pantries, but we center a couple of those here in Canton, which serves all of Fulton County, which extends that broad range. First Baptist Church, Mondays 9 to 11. St. Mary's Catholic Church, so Friday, 8:30 to 10:30. They do serve all of Fulton County. There are other locations that also provide food pantries. Those are Salvation Army, Thursday and Friday from 10 to 3. They'll provide mainly fresh fruits and vegetables. Each of these kind of cater to different areas of food. A couple of things we want to mention, a couple of the needs. In talking with a couple of the coordinators for the food pantries, those include peanut butter, low-sugar whole grain cereals, healthy snacks, also pudding. They also have toiletry items, paper towels, and those are some of the really the basic needs of families out there in our community that, again, anywhere from 230 to 250 each Monday. That is just alone for serving a First Baptist Church, nearly the same numbers at St. Mary's, so that the need continues to grow. And, again, they need your support. They are, you know, when looking at a lot of the different donations that are provided, usually come from some folks in the church, again, who have been assisted by the program. They get, again, donations from the public out there, events like this, which we help out with in regards to prayer radio communications. And each of our stations, again, provides to those areas of need as well. We're brought to you by the Hy-Vee Food Store, Canton Day Ledger, Superwash, and Fifth Avenue Car Wash, as we mentioned. Big thanks to John Dudek, Jeff Stanley, for coming up and talk a little bit about the food pantries and what they need and serve. And he said it all. There's a couple of things that you come away with this. And again, the volunteers, the people on the front line that help out each week in regards to this, to helping prepare, serving the families, and to give each of these families hope, conversation, a little faith in certain things of things that are going on in their life. So we do salute them as the unsung heroes in our community. One of that we're kind of publicizing, and again, talking about some of the items that are taking place this weekend. We mentioned about the Jimmy Rogers celebration at the Bruin Q Saturday at 2 o'clock with a number of bands. 10 of those will be performing. Also coming up this weekend, 51st Annual Dunfermline Chicken and Fish Fry Saturday. They'll be serving from 4 to 8 o'clock for the chicken and catfish dinners. Also, they have Dave Scott. He is the legend, the myth, the man. And again, Dave Scott will be performing about 4 to 6:30 on Saturday. So if you want to sneak in for a little bit of the Bruin Q for the Jimmy thing, you can head down to Dunfer Lane, check out that, 4 to 6:30. And then Havana Ducks, good buddy of mine, Kevin Anderson, is one of the good leaders of that band, performing 7 until 11. And that'll be coming up on Saturday for the 51st Annual Dunfer Lane Chicken and Fish Fry. So a number of activities. Hope that you'll find one in your listing area to help out and contribute, whether it be a fundraiser or a community event, taking part. But again, this event here will be continuing. Again, you can have pre-made mags made up of $5, $10. You can do that today, this weekend. You can round up your next dollar for your grocery items, again, here at the registers. And again, that will also count as a donation to the local food pantries. We're on the air until 3 o'clock here as we join you on our staff of Prairie Radio Communications, WBYSWCDD, and with you here from Hy-Vee on North Main and Canton from your new home in the country.
You wanted a better selection, less repetition.
Picking up for Friday, it's 2:30, live from Hy-Vee. As we continue, our heat is on for hunger. We're helping out the local food pantries, specifically the First Baptist Church, St. Mary's Catholic Church, but also encourage you to make a donation at any of the area food pantries, which help out during a very difficult time. And for a lot of families, again, short during a type of meals. So we're now collecting, again, some cash items. Some people have dropped off some cash here at the donation box. Also, you can do that through purchase of a $5 bag or a $10 bag. And you can also, through this weekend, do a roundup of the next dollar for your groceries, and that counts as a donation for the local food pantries as well. So it'll be coming up as we continue kind of promoting that this weekend as well. We're brought to you by the Hy-Vee Food Store, also Canton Day Ledger, Superwash, and the Fifth Avenue Car Wash. Some of the needs, including toiletry items, paper towels, healthy snacks, low-sugar, whole-grain cereals, peanut butter. These are, again, some of the necessities, some of the things that are being asked for donation, and some of the things that are made up for the $5, $10 bags are also those that consist of those items that we mentioned. Some of the local food pantries and some of the needs includes Cuba Community Center, the third Saturday of the month from 8:30 to 10:30. These are some of the Fulton County food pantries. Fairview Fire Department every other Wednesday from noon to 2. Farmington's Hope Fellowship Church, third Wednesday of the month from 1 to 2. Lewistown Methodist Church, the first and third Monday, 10 till noon. At Vermont Christian Church, they serve the needs there, again, Fridays from 4 until 6. So a big thank you and a salute to all those individuals that help out with the Fulton County food pantries, and also includes the emergency household needs. You can also check with Love Incorporated, 647-0037. Volunteers, year-round public donations, that's what it helps out. A lot of the things that are going on with the local food pantries, the non-perishable food items, and your local donation for cash, and again, purchase of groceries here, again, will help out with that cause here from Hy-Vee, North Main and Kent. We'll be on the air. We're going to be talking with Mike Patterson, again, from Hy-Vee, talking about the giveaway of the smokers. We'll talk about that as we get to closer to the 3 o'clock hour. All happening right here, part of the promotion for Prairie Radio Communications. Heat is on for hunger. It's the collecting of non-perishable food items, the local food pantry, along with cash donations here on this Friday on CD Country 107.9 FM.
Hey, we want to hear from you. Let us know what you think of your new...
It is CD Country 107.9 FM. We kind of finish up our stay here at Hy-Vee. Been here since 9 o'clock this morning. Mark was in early. I kind of got the finishing leg on this. So we're promoting our Heat is On for Hunger, the collecting of the non-perishable food items, cash donations, and those type of things that we give into the food pantries. We do this a couple of times each year. The big thanks to Hy-Vee, and they have some pre-made bags. You can also round out your next dollar of purchase here at the cash registers and the checkouts here at the Hy-Vee. Kind enough to join us, the manager of store operations, Mike Patterson. Mike, a couple of things. Let's first of all talk about this, and I know Hy-Vee does a lot of these community activities, giving back to community, helping out the food pantries, those type of things, and you guys work behind the scenes making up specific bags, and you got a couple of things that you want to tell the public out there about those today.
Well, what we do is usually contact the pantries and see what they're most in need of, and what we'll do is take those and we'll build those bags and try to make it easy for a customer to come in and make a quick donation. And we have bags made up for $5 and $10, and we filled those bags with items that they are most in need of at this time.
You know, Mike, when you look at this, because I think it's the awareness out there, unless you are, again, maybe kind of living in a bubble to know that there are some homeless people out there, there are some quite drastic needs, and a lot of these food pantries, the churches go to a great length, and they man the food pantries every week in regards to helping out there, and they are really unsung heroes. I really call them because they do help out a lot of families who are in desperate needs.
Yeah, there's a lot out there working behind the scenes that we don't see all the work that's done on a weekly and daily basis in our community that really helps out those people in need.
Mike, what sort of things as a store operations do you handle kind of on a daily basis here?
That's a little bit of everything each day. Every day is a little bit different, so whatever needs to be done and whatever our employees and customers need. So,
how long have you been with Hy-Vee now?
I've been with Hy-Vee for 28 years now.
20, good for you. You know, that's one of the things, and you've stayed here in the Fulton County area, raising family and those type of things, but one of the things, this, I think it's a great opportunity. I see a lot of these former athlete students in here working with the cash register and filling their needs, kind of getting the basic learning process of, again, a little bit of a job opportunity here as well.
Gives them a job, but helps them learn about responsibility and just some basic things as far as working with other individuals. There's a lot of life lessons there, too, that helps them along, and it's usually that job is a stepping stone up into the next thing that they decide to do in their career or future. So
we're here collecting, again, the food items for the food pantry, First Baptist Church, St. Mary's, and those type of things. You can either purchase the $5 or $10 bags, and you said you can also add a coupon with some of those with the bags purchased at $5.
Well, what we're going to do, actually, we have a promotion going on right now.
Okay.
With our Charbroil Digital Electric Smokers.
Okay.
And that's the promotion we're going to do today. And that, you can come in and you buy a digital smoker, $199, and we're going to give you $160 in free coupons.
Awesome.
For that. But up until 5 o'clock tonight, anyone comes in to purchase one of those before 5 p.m. tonight, we're also going to throw in there, sweeten the deal a little bit with a $20 gift card on top of that. So.
All right. Is a lot of it's a pretty prominent with a lot of Hy-Vee stores doing this promotion with the electric smokers and those type of things?
Yes, it's a company-wide promotion. This is the first time we've ever done smokers. We've done some different things in the past as far as freezers that we've given away with
right.
the purchase and coupons to cover the cost of that. So this is the first time we've done smokers. So
What's kind of the advantage with electric smokers? What's kind of the basis? What do you know a little bit about them?
Well, with smoker, if you haven't had food that's been smoked, it gives it a much different flavor. And with this, it's a digital electric smoker, so you don't have to sit there. A lot of times with smokers, you will have to sit there
right.
and keep an eye on with this. You set it and forget it. It's something that's real simple, just a brand new out on the market, at least the Charbroil is now. So.
All right. Come in and check that out. If you have any questions, Mike, any of the staff here, be kind enough to answer those questions about the electric smokers. And again, a lot of this weekend, you can still purchase our $5, $10 bags. And again, we'll continue to at the registers here. You can, again, go up, round out your dollar amounts for the purchase. And as part of that, we'll go to the local food pantries here. So, Mike, always appreciate you and all the folks here at Hy-Vee allowing us to be a part of this. I know that you do hunger, do a couple other things and with promotions in regards to this, but this very key to getting a little bit of supplements to all of the food pantries here locally. So we appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Good to see you. More coming up as we continue. Manager of store operations here at Hy-Vee, Mike Patterson. Again, throughout this weekend, again, the heat is on for hunger. You can, again, purchase those $5, $10 bags here at Hy-Vee. Thanks for joining us. And again, thanks for all the folks behind the scenes, John Dudek, Jeff Stanley. All the individuals, again, who are behind the scenes at the local food pantries. They benefit the First Baptist and also St. Mary's Catholic Church. Our staff of WBYSWCDD, Prairie Ridge Communications, thank you for joining us. Back here on this Friday on CD Country 107.9 FM.